That means you could get the best Christmas present of all. A new car at the best price of the year. New Fords, Mercurys, Chryslers, Plymouths, Dodge or Chrysler imports from Mitsubishi. No dealer anywhere buys these new cars for less or sells them for less. And that's a Pierce promise. When you come out to see us, you won't find entertainment, door prizes, or wild promises. No high overhead, no high pressure. Just low prices and fair trades. Don't let the clock run out on you. Come see us at Pierce Motors, just off I-64 on Highway 53 in Shelbyville. And whatever your plans, be careful out there. Have a happy and safe holiday season.
Pierce Motor Company, Shelbyville. Transportation headquarters since 1930.
Chuck Taylor's Christmas Eve forecast, cloudy, turning colder with rain changing over to some light snow later on this evening. There could also be a period of brief sleet and freezing rain. Temperatures will drop to the mid-20s tonight. For Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold. The high will be near 34. Christmas night, clear and cold, with a low near 26. Currently in Louisville, officially at Stanford Field, we have drizzle, 51 degrees. Downtown, we also have drizzle and 51 at 84 WHAS. Welcome to a special edition of Kentucky Get a Flashback. It's a Kentucky and a Christmas with Leonard Yates. Some of the biggest Christmas hits of all time between now and 9 o'clock. We're not actually having a countdown tonight, except in the second hour of the flashback. Tonight between 7 and 8, I'll play back Louisville's top five Christmas hits, just the way they were December 1964. As promised, lots of novelty hits tonight. We've got novelty hits this hour lined up from Bobby Boris Pickett, from the Royal Guardsman Cheech and Chong, the Singing Dogs. We've got lots of fun and merriment on a Christmas Eve for you right here at 84 WHAS. Well, the Beach Boys' number one Christmas hit from 63. This, the number one Christmas hit of all time from 1942, originally Bing Crosby.
With every Christmas card I write,
White Christmas, number one Christmas record of all time. That's what we're about tonight, as we wish you a Merry Christmas from 84 WHAS. You're with Leonard, special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback. This is a Kentucky and a Christmas with the biggest Christmas hits of all time. You know, I have $84 to give one of you this hour between now and 7 o'clock. We're going to do that with a trivia question tonight. Now, Bing Crosby's White Christmas, the number one Christmas single of all time. Now, according to Billboard magazine, I'm also going to give you some information in a little bit on the number two and number three biggest Christmas records of all time. Then, when I get ready to give the $84 away later this hour, I'm going to ask for that information back, the number one, number two, and number three all-time Christmas hits. As we go back to 1961, the original version of a Christmas song, well, you hear this a bit now by the Eagles, but the original version came out in 1961, made it to the pop chart that year, made it to the Christmas top 10 many years in the 1960s. The original version, Please Come Home for Christmas, Charles Brown, 84 WHAS.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news.
Christmas 1961. You're with Leonard, special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback, a Kentucky and a Christmas. Promised you tonight we'd run down some of the artists who appeared at the Toys for Tots shows in Louisville during the 1960s and early 1970s. Let's look at 1966's lineup. This raised toys for needy children in the Louisville area in the 1960s. Brenda Lee appeared at the Toys for Tots 1966 show. Billy Joe Royal, Sandy Posey, Ronnie and the Daytonas, the Two of Clubs, and Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, along with some local bands that year. What a powerful lineup for Toys for Tots 1966. It's 16 past 6. You're listening to the Big 84 WHAS. I also promised you some Christmas novelties, like this top 30 hit from 1962.
Happy Holidays, 84 WHAS.
Before Christmas. Christmas when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey. And Rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Janusz, a brace for Igor's back, a speed shaver for Wolfman, a new cape for Drac.
Monster's holiday,
they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
and to rob Santa's sleigh. The mummy was to signal from the castle roof at the very first sound of a reindeer hoof. As Santa slid down the chimney wall, the zombies were to make off with sleigh and all. From beyond the moat there arose such a clatter, I jumped to the window to see what was the matter. Like a bolt of lightning it happened so quick, and there in our midst stood old Saint Nick. He began to dig down deep in his sack and came up with the traction for Igor's back. Drac caught his cape, Frankie's trike made him behave. Even Wolfman was happy, now he can shave.
Monster's holiday,
and all ended well.
It was a monster's holiday,
and Santa was really swell.
It was a monster's holiday,
no need to rob Santa's sack. Maybe next year he'll come back. So the children everywhere were spared the grief of losing their presents to a monster slave thief. Now the monsters love Santa and say they'll behave, never again rob sleighs or graves. Igor, what do you think of Santa now? What was that he said as he drove out of sight?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Bobby Boris Pig at the Crypt Kickers following up Monsters MASH with the Monsters Holiday in 1962, playing back some big Christmas records for you. Some you may not have heard in about 20 years or so like that one, but that was a big record back for Christmas, 1962. Just like this was a big Christmas record back in 1971.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so
I'm
John and Yoko from Christmas 1971. Happy Christmas. You're with Leonard, special edition Kentuckiana Flashback. Tonight's Kentuckiana Christmas. I've got lots of great Christmas hits coming up between now and 9 o'clock, and we kind of put it on automatic pilot, play Christmas music straight through all night until, I think, noon tomorrow on 84WHAS. We're going to update the forecast for you in just a second. Very Christmassy forecast tonight, to say the least. Then we're going to turn time back to Christmas 1959 for a Brook Benton Christmas classic. First, that forecast from Chuck Taylor. Tonight, cloudy, turning colder with rain changing over to some light snow. There could be a brief period of sleet and freezing rain mixed in. Temperatures will drop to the mid-20s. Some light snow accumulation is possible in the Louisville area tonight. Then tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold. The high will be near 34. Tomorrow night, again, clear and cold with low temperatures near 26. And for Wednesday, fair, milder temperatures with a high near 45. Currently, officially in Louisville at Stanford Field, we have 51 degrees with drizzle. Downtown, it's 48 at 84 WHAS.
Cash in on your credit. It's good at Hatfield Jewelers. Get the diamond you thought you never could afford. Show your loved one how much you love her. Let her know that she's the door.
Cash in on your credit with your choice of a $250 quarter carat diamond solitaire or a $250 Seiko watch for $5 down and $5 a week with no finance charge. Or your choice of a $500 Longines watch or a $500 half carat diamond solitaire for $10 down and $10 per week with no finance charge. And remember, all gold wedding bands are 60% off the cash price. Register now for a $1,500 one carat diamond ring. Drawing held December 24th. No purchase necessary.
Cash in on your credit at Hatfield.
Hatfield Jewelers, our only Louisville location, Hyatt Regency, corner of 4th and Jefferson.
Menu, ladies?
Yes, thank you. I'm famished. I could eat everything on this menu.
I think I'll just have a salad.
How do you control your appetite? You're so thin.
Well, my secret is in my purse. AIDS candy. It's delicious.
Candy? How can candy help you eat less?
Well, AIDS is more than just delicious candy. It's a diet plan. AIDS works two ways.
Oh?
The candy helps satisfy your hunger, and AIDS has an effective appetite suppressant. So I eat less and I lose weight deliciously.
Does AIDS candy have a stimulant?
Oh, no stimulant. Nothing that can make you nervous. AIDS simply helps curb your appetite so you can eat less.
They do look delicious.
Mmm, the AIDS diet plan lets you enjoy two AIDS before each meal. Here, taste.
Mmm, they are delicious. And I'll be less hungry with AIDS.
You'll see.
Sorry to take so long, ladies. Your order?
I'll have a salad.
Two salads, please. I'm starting with AIDS today.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. Available at supermarkets and drugstores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Listen to 84 WHAS. And you can soon be listening to AM stereo in your car. A Pioneer AM stereo system with complete installation from Music City, worth over $400. And that's not all. The climax of the year of 84 will be the Super Van, the prize everyone wants to win. And you can. You could win one of five Pioneer AM car stereo systems. Perhaps even the fabulous Super Van. It is the year of 84. WHAS.
Christmas always comes this time of the year.
Little girls and little boys dream of worlds full of toys this time of the year, when Christmas is near. Evergreens are snowy white, sleigh bells ring through the night, this time of the year. When Christmas is near, and somewhere near a steeple, people kneel
sing carols of Christmas Day. Santa Claus is on his way, loads of joy on his sleigh. This time of the year, when Christmas is near.
Benton's big Christmas hit from 1959, this time of the year, as you're listening to a special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback with Leonard Yates, a Kentuckiana Christmas. I've got some of the biggest hits of Christmas all time for you between now and 9 p.m. tonight on Christmas Eve. Wishing you a Merry Christmas from WHAS. I promised you also this hour I would make one of you have even a merrier Christmas than you had anticipated. That is, I've got a chance to register someone for the super van before 7 o'clock. Chance to win that, plus I've got $84. Now, the trick is you have to give back the top three Christmas songs of all times. I've already given you number one, White Christmas by Bing Crosby. The number two Christmas song of all time is next. From 84, WHAS.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Silent night. Oh.
Streisand, number one version of Silent Night. That was released for Christmas 1966. Went to number one on Billboard's special Christmas chart that year. Before that, you heard Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That was originally released 1949. Went to number one and the second biggest Christmas record of all times. And remember, that's important information because just a few minutes, I'm going to give someone a chance, starting with the 14th caller, to tell me what were the three biggest Christmas hits of all times. Now, I've already played number one, White Christmas, Bing Crosby. Number two was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Gene Autry. And the third biggest, well, we're not going to get that one this hour. It'll come up in the second hour of our special edition of Kentucky in a Flashback. That's The Little Drummer Boy by the Harry Simeon Chorale. We're talking about from the mid-50s on as far as those top three Christmas hits of all times. So keep those three titles in mind, White Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and The Little Drummer Boy. Know those three titles, not now. In a few minutes, we'll give you a chance to get signed up to win the Super Van, and you'll get a check from us in a couple of weeks for $84 to make your Christmas just a little more merry. Now, we had a number one Christmas single from 1966 with Barbra Streisand. This is a number one Christmas single from 1967 for the Royal Guardsmen. Snoopy's Christmas on 84 WHAS.
Oh, Light of the Rhine.
him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out, "Merry Christmas, my friend!"
Bells and Snoopy's Christmas with the Royal Guardsman from 67. As you're with Leonard Yates, a special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback for your Christmas Eve entertainment. We're playing back the biggest Christmas hits of all times. That and number one Christmas hit out of 1967. Also running down some of the artists who were in town for the Toys for Tots shows in the 1960s. Let's turn our attention to 1967. Boy, what a lineup in town that year. You know, one time they had to break this concert up into two sections because there was so much overcrowding at Freedom Hall. The fire marshal required the Marine Corps to break the concert up. I think it was a year or two after this, but listen to the talent lineup for the Toys for Tots shows 1967. Buckinghams were in town, Bobby Goldsboro, the American Breed, Parliaments, Lemon Pipers, the Oxfords from in town, the Premiers, and John Fred and the Playboy Band. In addition to the group you just heard, the Royal Guardsmen, Bobby Wood, the Robs, We the People, Louisville Soul Incorporated, and Embers. What a lineup for Toys for Tots, 1967. Remember, in just a few minutes, I'm going to give one of you a chance to win the $84 today from WHAS, as we've done every day in the year of 84. Now, Catherine Hastings won yesterday's $84 with me on Kentucky and a Flashback, and I've got the money again today. That's almost unheard of, 2 days in a row. And the trick tonight is, in just a few minutes at 571-8484, area code 502, I'm going to ask you to name back those top three Christmas songs. Just the titles will do that I gave you of all time just a few minutes ago. Not yet. Right now, we're going to turn our attention to a 1965 album cut. This made the top 10 Christmas albums for 4 years in a row. The group known as an album group, The Ventures. Fantastic Christmas album. But listen to how they started the cut. Every cut on this album has a false intro. They took one of the big hits of the time, and they did a little intro like that. Then they went into the Christmas cut. They used their own big hit to intro Sleigh Ride. The Ventures, Christmas 1965. Their version of Sleigh Ride from their top 10 Christmas album. Here with Leonard's special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback on a Kentuckiana Christmas. We're going back to Christmas 1971. Next, one of the great novelty hits made it number 3 on the Christmas chart that year. Got played for a number of years. I'm talking about Cheech and Chong, Santa Claus and His Old Lady. A little bit of a variation on the "Twas a Night Before Christmas" tale. I'll tell you what, let's make somebody's Christmas merry. I'll start with the 14th caller, area code 502-571-8484. If you can tell me those top 3 Christmas songs for the past 30 years or so in order, starting number 1, number 2, number 3, I'll start with the 14th caller. I've got $84. I've got you signed up to win the Super Van.
Neither rain nor snow nor the cold winds of winter can keep Skywatch 84 out of the air to give you the edge over winter traffic problems. Only a helicopter can hover over possible tie-ups and get down for a close-up look at traffic patterns and problems. And only 84 WHAS gives you helicopter traffic reports. Mornings with Wayne Perkey, afternoons with Bill Cody. Getting you through when the going is tough. Helicopter traffic reports only on 84 WHAS.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that isn't it. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too, man.
No,
yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow.
Oh, wow. Did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Wow. Typical freaks, man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man?
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No. What they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world, man.
Hey, well, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that sounds real nice, man.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then used to stand up inside the sled and hold on to the reins and then call out their names like On Donner, On Blissen, On Chewy, On Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they flied across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs. And then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy. And he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man. And dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got him off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know?
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man, it's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man, but it's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah,
huh?
Underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah, man. You know who I'm talking about,
yeah, man.
Yeah,
man. I played with that guy last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with...
9 minutes to 7:84 WHAS. Kentucky Anna Christmas saying a special Merry Christmas to Sharon Kelty of Louisville. She signed up to win the Super Van. She's also $84 richer today. She knew that the number one Christmas song of all time was White Christmas, 2, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and 3, The Little Drummer Boy. But, hey, we've got more prizes coming up in the second 2 hours of Kentucky and a Flashback. Not $84, but some nice prizes and lots more great Christmas hits from your friends right here at WHAS.
Happy holidays,
paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Roy Orbison's Pretty Paper, released for Christmas 1963. A Willie Nelson song, the original hit for Roy Orbison. We've got more great Christmas classics coming up. One from the Smothers Brothers, Christmas 1965, right after Chuck Taylor's forecast, which is calling for cloudy, turning colder, with rain changing over to some light snow this evening. It could be a period of brief sleet and freezing rain. Temperatures will drop to the low to mid-20s. Now, some light snow accumulation is possible later tonight. For tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold, the high near 34. Tomorrow night, clear and cold, a low near 26. For Wednesday, fair and milder with a high near 45. Still some drizzle in the area. Officially 51 at Standiford Field. Downtown, it's 48 at 84 WHAS.
If your Christmas holidays include holiday travel, make Budget your holiday rent-a-car company. Super discount one-day rates are available throughout the holidays. Or choose one of Budget's special extended rental plans, whereby the longer you rent, the more you save. Budget special Christmas rates are available beginning Thursday, December 20th and ending January 7th. Budget fleets almost any car you'd want. Everything from economy models to Lincolns, Cadillacs, and station wagons. Free mileage with every rental. Good looks, room, and dependability. That's a Budget Christmas car. Happy holidays from Budget. And remember, special Christmas rates begin December 20th.
Anheuser-Busch, here's L.A. Great taste and half the alcohol of our regular beer.
You shaped this world, changed it, made it better, rearranged it. In the way you think and what you drink and everything you do.
The label on this new L.A. beer says it's got all the taste and drinkability of a fine pilsner. But you gotta ask, with only half the alcohol of our regular beers, does it deliver? I'll say, L.A.
For the way
you're in L.A. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Monday we saw on TV a toy to buy for Christmas. A saucy Sally doll with skin tights, fresh pants.
Oh boy, we really gotta get that doll.
Tuesday we saw on TV a toy to buy for Christmas. Malcolm, mustard, plastic man. Go-go, a swing in the house. Monster, plastic, plastic man, and a saucy Sally doll with skin tight, stretch pants.
Oh boy, we really gotta get that
ball. Thursday we saw on TV a toy to buy for Christmas. Mass murder, sub machine gun boy, what a toy for war games. King and a go-go, a swing in the house. $50 mass murder, a machine gun boy, way fight for war games. Kitty and a go-go, a swing in the house. Malcolm, monster, plastic, plastic man, and a saucy Sally doll with skin tight stretch pants.
Oh boy, we really gotta get that doll.
Saturday we saw on TV a toy to buy for Christmas. Boom, boom, a little bitty H-bomb, boom, boom, the patriarch toy, oh wait. Inspiring message. If you want your kids to love you,
pile the Christmas presents high. See your friends at Happy Home Finance. They'll make sure that you can buy.
Boom, boom, a little bitty H-bomb. Boom, boom, a pet rag toy. A wick, a little winny wick for $50. Masters of machine gun boy with a toy for mortgage. Kid and a go-go.
The Smothers Brothers, Christmas 1965. Oh, this is a special edition of a Kentucky and a Christmas. Leonard Yates, we're going to go up to ABC News, top of the hour, with the Singing Dogs, just a bit of it from 1971. Ray Stevens is up on the other side of the news. ABC 84 WHAS Radio Louisville.